Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Doug Crisitello, Chief Financial Officer at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Also joining us today from IBM is Dennis Kayser. Doug, as you know, for the most part, work in government is accomplished by teams of employees. Would you elaborate on your approach to empowering your employees and driving change?
Yeah, the interesting body of work that's completed within the OCFOs from throughout government. Some of it is really just basic blocking and tackling. You know, I call it the machine of OCFO. There's certain things that we generate every year. We have to produce a budget. We have to do financial statements. There are a number of financial reports. And we have staff in place that have been doing this for some time. I think my great challenge is to find ways to engage the staff on kind of what I call more creative work, whether it involves new programs, policy reforms, or strategic planning efforts. How do we foster an atmosphere of teamwork that we're all sort of going to move forward boldly together? And in this environment, it's an interesting dynamic because, getting back to the basic blocking and tackling, we can't have a single slip up there. If we can't do that well, nothing else matters. The fun stuff, the creative work is just not going to work. It's not going to, folks aren't going to care if our own financial house isn't in order. So, you know, I hold out to my staff the prospect of doing the fun stuff. But, you know, in a sense, I guess I talk to my kids this way, too. We get to do the fun stuff if your room's clean, because the core functions of the OCFO have got to be done perfectly every time.
So, Doug, you know, given the critical and strategic importance of financial information and the role it plays in the mission and program delivery, how do you think the role of the CFO has evolved, become more of a strategic business partner across the department? And then to that end, what are some of the key characteristics of a CFO?
Yeah. Well, that's a good segue from the last section. And we really do need to go all the way back to the early 90s when the CFO Act was put in place. You know, government-wide, we were at best mediocre from a financial management perspective. HUD was, I would say, poor, rife with financial management problems, had consistently poor audit opinions and many material weaknesses in our internal controls. Just to put some numbers around that, I know this is accounting speak, but material weaknesses are bad problems from in specific financial management areas. HUD had 36 of those back in the early 90s, had 98 systems that were not compliant with our best practices and what we were looking to accomplish from a systems perspective. We had a disclaimer of opinion on our financial statements. And a disclaimer means that the outside folks looking at our work are saying, we have no idea whether these statements are good, bad, or other. And that all led to HUD getting a designation from the Government Accountability Office as being high risk. And the high risk designation is usually assigned to a specific program. Maybe there's a program that's not quite working well. We have concerns about it. We're going to put it on the high risk list. HUD had the department put on the high risk list. That's as bad as it gets right there. But let's talk about what's been accomplished. I mean, it's been a good 20 years for HUD from a financial management perspective. Back, you know, in the year 2000, HUD received its first unqualified audit opinion, a clean, you know, clean bill of health on our financial statements. And in the intervening years, has just done a lot to shore up this front. You know, we're almost to the point where we've sort of gotten all of the deficiencies off of our list. You know, I mentioned the 36 material weaknesses. We now have zero. Okay, huge accomplishment there. You know, it affirms the, you know, again, I want to, you know, shout out to our career staff. They deserve the credit. I mean, they've been down in the trenches doing the work that needs to get done. And HUD has been fortunate here in recent years to benefit from a senior management team that is quite focused on this. And, you know, we continue to improve. So are we at the utopian state, though? No, not at all. And there's a lot more that can be done. You know, we picture this vision of the HUD of the future. Financial information is only valuable to the extent that folks are using it. I mean, it's got to be reliable and accurate and timely and all that stuff, but it's got to be used by folks. So what are we doing? Like I said, we have 200 people. We spend $50 million a year in my office. I mean, I feel a responsibility as taxpayers that we're using that money smartly. So use this $50 million to produce financial information and program information that's going to benefit the programs of HUD generally so that the $50 billion that we're spending is spent well. That's the key.
So, Doug, keeping with the future, I'd like to talk about some of the major opportunities and challenges your organization will encounter in the future. And how do you envision your office will evolve to meet those challenges?
My vision for the office is a CFO that has three fundamental roles. Chief accountant and budgeteer. You know, the budget, we haven't talked a lot about budgeting today. It almost goes without saying. I mean, the congressional budget process is so incredibly important. And we are the central budget office of HUD, and all of the work that's done there, you know, it just can't be overestimated, the import of that work. So that, you know, that is just a key part of the job. You know, obviously we've talked about financial risk and the need for the CFO and the OCFO to be focused on financial risk. And we've talked a lot about safeguarding taxpayer dollars. And I like to think of myself within HUD as our chief taxpayer advocate. Okay, so those are, you know, the three key roles. So where do we go from here? And there's a lot of talk in the CFO community about getting to the boardroom. Okay, we've been in the back room. We've been down in the trenches doing all this work. How do we get to the boardroom? How do we inform key decision-making across the department? And, you know, the central question, given the HUD, we just had the 20th year anniversary of the CFO Act, you know, folks are asking, are we there yet? We're getting there. We're getting there. You know, a question that I've asked within HUD, are we a support organization within HUD, or are we a business partner? And it's nice to think about it that in a binary way, but the fact of the matter is it's some of both. And we've been largely for the last 20 years, I think the OCFO has provided customer service throughout the department, and that's critical. We're moving toward being a business partner. And I think that holds true for OCFOs across the government. We're getting there. And how do we get there? Well, we've talked a lot about data. It's, you know, it's the data stupid, I guess, is our, you know, should be our mantra across the CFO community. But we have to build an analytical financial management workforce to support program managers and decision makers. There's definitely an if you build it, they will come mentality. We've built some strong pockets within the OCFO since I've been there, some strong analytical capabilities. Folks around the department have really sought that out. They see that we're going to add value to what they're doing. That's how you become a business partner. You have to add value. It's not a question of kicking in doors and I'm the CFO and that means certain things and I need to be there. You know what? We need to show that we add value. So we need to be analytically rigorous, but we also need to be armed with that data that I keep talking about. And these are the benefits of a HIFMIP type project. And as we move to think strategically about managerial cost accounting, we need to prove, and I mean this government-wide, we need to prove that we're more than just an after-the-fact financial accounting and reporting repository. We're more than that, and we can be a lot. And this next decade is going to be a fascinating time to work in this area.
Well, that's wonderful. I want to get a sense from you if you have any advice for folks who are thinking about a career in public service.
Yeah, absolutely. Public service, in my experience, there's no better place to work for a young person because it's a true meritocracy. I have never met a sharp young person in the government who has said, geez, I just can't seem to get ahead. And you know what? You come into government, you work hard, be dedicated, you're going to do well. It really is a true meritocracy. A couple of pitfalls to avoid, though. You have to avoid what I call bureaucracy burial. Just don't get yourself buried so far down in some huge organization that you can can't even really get a sense of the bigger picture of what you're doing. I mean, that's something I try to do with my staff within OCFO. Every week, I'm trying to give folks the biggest picture possible. You know, if you're in some back room doing a financial statement, you know, it's a challenge to keep in mind what President Obama is trying to accomplish in getting our economy back on track. And I try to convey the sense of that, even for some of the nitty-gritty work that's going on. And sort of related to the bureaucracy issue is you got to find a place that you can make a difference. And if you find that place and you're willing to roll up your sleeves and work hard, you're in for a terrific ride. And you are going to make a difference.
That's wonderful advice, Doug. And I want to thank you for your time today. But more importantly, Dennis and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Well, great. I really appreciate it. I've enjoyed chatting with you all today. You know, I would like to direct listeners to HUD's website. We have a tremendous amount of information on the site. It's pretty user-friendly. We even have some links to our YouTube and Facebook pages. You'll find all kinds of useful and neat, easy to understand info there. You can even watch some videos. You don't even have to read. So, I'd encourage everyone to check out HUD.gov.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Doug Crisitello, Chief Financial Officer at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. My co-host from IBM has been Dennis Kayser. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.